Hello, welcome to my channel. My name is Francisco and today, guys, we are going to continue with the parts of speech that we have been working on. It is an opportunity to work on pronouns because there are not only subject pronouns, but many others that we are going to talk about and complement all of them. This is going to be grammatical enrichment, guys. Pacho, I already know all of this. If you already have all of this clear, as it is, then there is no need for you to take the class. You can go home early. If you want to go a little deeper, I invite you to take the class together and see how we are going to build all of this and talk a little more about some differences, recommended classes, and all of this support material. Ready? So, you can make your decision and those who want to continue with me, let's start our class, guys. Very good, guys, how great that you decided to continue with me in this class and I hope that you learn a lot. I'm sure it's going to be like this, obviously it's going to be a lot of information, but we're going to try to break it all down. So, as you can see, we already have the empty table and we're going to start identifying each of these parts, those pronouns that we have. Very important, what are pronouns or what do pronouns do? They indicate who or what does or receives the action. It has two of those possibilities. These are the ones we have and we're going to start defining each one of them. I'd like you to try to do it, okay? So start with the first impulse and you continue. Some that start when pushed. So, we're going to do it that way. So we're going to start with the subject pronoun. Subject pronouns are also called, what? Personal pronouns and they're very important. This is where we talk about first person, second person, all that and they're very simple and we're going to work on it like this. Oh, what does it mean what? Oh, what does it mean I? It's simply I. Then, what comes next? The other personal pronoun that we use would be you, which means you, you or you all. Look, it also has the possibility of plural. Super easy. What other one do we have? We were talking about he, it means he. S is accented, because if you didn't put it with an accent, it would already be the article, which is this video, which is also a very good video that will help you learn. Okay, so we have that one. What's hers? Hers is. This pronoun is basically like this one, but with the S, with hers, hair. Here it is. Then we have the use of it, which is a headache for some people to use this pronoun and it also goes as a recommended class. Don't get upset when I recommend all these classes because it's support for you. You decide which one to take, if you already know that, then don't take it and so on. I'll support you with everything. Then, what other one do we have? We have the pronoun where we also include ourselves, who? We or we? Way. And finally we have them, third person plural. There it is. Those are personal pronouns or subjects. And remember that personal or subject pronouns really initiate an action. So, look, they are the ones that perform the action in this case. Here we are indicating those subject pronouns. I hope we are doing well so far. And taking note of this, please, guys. Now we also have pronouns, what? Object. And the object pronouns also go according to these subject pronouns that we have here. The same is going to happen with the possessives and the reflexives. That is why they are in this table so that we can organize them. Who are the objects? If the subjects are the ones that perform or initiate that action, the objects are the ones that, what? They are the ones that receive it. That is why we have it here as that pronoun. So, for the pronoun, which we have here, this subject pronoun, there is also an object pronoun, which is the one that receives the action and I know that with the first one you are going to get the others. So, which is the first one we have? Hear me. So, when we say this is for me, this is for me. If you see, there we have that one. Now, what would be the one for you? The one for you is exactly the same. You, there's no problem. That's why this class is for you. This class is for you. But when I say for you, use the last thing in the sentence, it's because it's receiving that action. Now we're talking about the object pronoun of who? What would this class be? It's for him. This class is for him. That's how we're going to work on it. Hers. This class is for. Those classes for her. Pacho. But this is very similar to the possessive adjective that we also saw in the last class, in the adjective class, which is this one. Yes, also. But you have to look at the context to see which one we're going to work on. In this case, we're not saying hers, but we're saying it's for her. This class is for this present is for also. Okay, keep that in mind, guys. Now, it is also the same, it will be handled with it exactly the same. Now, we, what would be the object pronoun of we? What would it be? This class is for us. This class is for. Here we are going to handle it. And finally, that class is for them. Yes, we are not going to put, but which, but them. Remember that all these object pronouns are the ones that what? The ones that receive the action. It is practically the last thing we are going to put in the sentence. There it is. So, guys, okay, guys, pay attention to this possessive pronoun. It has an asterisk. Why? A very important note, the possessive pronoun, which is also a recommended class that I would like you to take in classes that have questions about this one, which is this one. That possessive pronoun can act as a subject or also as an object. Both could be replaced. Why? Because we could initiate an action like subjects do or receive an action. Dude, I don't understand anything. Very good. Pay attention, please. When we say this possessive, we are talking about this word, for example, mind. And we are going to find this mind at the beginning of a sentence. And if we find it at the beginning of a sentence, then it would be the subject. And if we find it at the end, it would be an object. For example, I ask, where is computer? Just like this question, where is your computer? Where is your computer? And I say, mine is here. Mine is here. Look at this answer. When I say mine, after mine, what comes? There is already a verb. So, that word mine is replacing what? It is replacing the subject. What are we talking about in that sentence? We are saying, where is your computer? Mine is here. Quote. In other words, that word mine, if it is mine, is already replaced, it is replacing that subject. That is why we have mine and we say mine is here. Mine is here. Well, that would be one option. The other could be with this type of question. Whose computer is that? Yes, whose computer is that? Whose computer is that? I could say, that computer is mine. But look, that mine goes at the end. And by placing that at the end, it's already an object. I invite you to take this class, guys, and support yourselves a little more. So, for each of these pronouns that we have here, subject pronoun, we also have each of these possessive pronouns. So, we already have mine. Then, what comes here? Then comes yours. Done. Then, what comes here? Then comes his. Male, but that's the same as the possessive adjective. Yes, but as we were talking about right now, the context is different, so we have to interpret it. Then what do we do with this one? We add a room. Hers. There it is. Now this one, what? We simply add another S to this one too. Then the pronoun part. What would it be then, guys? Ours. Ours. Ours is here, for example. It's your computer. Oh, ours is here, or is here. And this one, how would it be? These, theirs. That's very easy, guys. Look, we're already filling in the table and understanding that. I hope this topic continues a little bit more. Okay, let's continue with the reflexive pronoun. Reflexive is where we act ourselves, guys. How so? It's where we're going to work a lot on the part of myself, for example. Yes, myself. So, this ending myself is going to be seen a lot in these other ones that are coming. So, we already have the subject pronoun, which is I. Which one would it be? Myself. I'm going to recommend this other class that's going to be very helpful in supporting this. Hey, when we say, for example, I learn English by myself, then we could make a sentence with this by. I learn English by myself. I learn English by myself, or by myself, because here there's no gender difference in this. By myself, right? By myself or by myself. So, what happens? What would the part of be like? So this one would have two options. So if it's singular, we could put yourself here. Or if it's plural, remember that one of the plural rules that we have, I don't know if you've seen this plural rules class, is that when it ends in F, we're going to change it and it would be like this. Your S's. I don't know if you can see this little word very well. Anyway, there it is, a little bigger. yourself, tú mismo and selves vosotros mismos. Yes, you learn English by yourselves. You learn English by yourselves. That part would be here, guys. Okay, now the one for he would be, which one? It would be very easy, because we practically put this one and we put the self. He learns English by himself. He learns English by himself. Now, the one for she is exactly the same as here, but we add the ending. Hers, ella misma, por ella misma. By yourself, okay, now the one for it. This is very easy, by itself. Like this, we're simply going to put it. And I hope you've already done this, guys. Now we're following the same rhythm. So, what would it be like, by ourselves? RS's. There's a book in English that I really liked about this, which talks about ourselves. I don't know the author, I don't remember, but it's wonderful. I invite you to look it up, O selves. And the same would be here, themselves. Thems, that's how it would look. So there, guys, we have the reflexive pronoun ready. We'll continue with relative pronouns, which is quite interesting, and there's a class called Relative Classes, which I invite you to take as well because you'll see how you could stop repeating that pronoun like we're doing here. So, those relative pronouns are very easy, and we also talked about the part of who, which would be, for example, quién, but this is no longer a question, but who, which can also mean that. I invite you to see it in that class. We could also talk about which is which, or which, that could also be worked on. Now, we can also work on that part, guys. We could include that who, which is from whom or to whom. Also the who's, this one here, who's, which is who's, so that you can take those types of classes that will help you identify those relative classes or relative pronouns. So, these are expressions that we are going to find. Look, here we are not working on them as questions because in the interrogative form we already have different ones. Okay. So please take note of this and write down those classes, please, so that you can check them and take them. Okay? Guys, pay close attention. Here are demonstrative pronouns. Those demonstrative pronouns have an asterisk because I need you to be very aware of the difference between demonstrative pronouns and demonstrative adjectives, which we are going to do in a class later. To summarize a bit, when we talk about demonstrative pronouns, we are talking about this, right? We are talking about this, we are talking about that when it is a little far away and in the singular. We are talking about and we are talking about those. Pacho, but that's what we saw in the last class when we looked at demonstrative adjectives. Very good observation. What's one of the differences there or the main difference? And when we use these words alone, what are they demonstrative pronouns, because they're already talking about what? The subject. That which does the action or that which receives the action. For example, I would say here, this is my friend. How is the sentence? This is my friend. This is my friend. Yes, but look at the difference between this is my friend and when I say, for example, this is this car. This car. Yes, I'm going to put that sentence here. When I say this card, what do we have here? A demonstrative adjective that we saw in the last class. And why do you know what a demonstrative adjective is, Pacho? Why? Because we have here, what? Because we have a noun after it. On the other hand, when I say this is my friend, when I'm saying this, look what's after that is. This is my friend. Here we have a verb, it's different. So, that's the difference. That's exactly the difference with a demonstrative adjective. If you use this and a noun comes after it, then it's a demonstrative adjective. But if after using this what comes after it is a verb, like in this case, then it's a demonstrative pronoun. We're going to talk about that in a more in-depth class later. Ready? There they are. So, the demonstrative pronouns, guys. Okay. Interrogative pronoun. Remember that as a pronoun it has to be starting by receiving an action. So, what could be an interrogative pronoun when we use words like this, for example, who? and obviously as an interrogative we would put it here. Pacho, give us an example. Remember that after this who a verb would have to come. In this case, who is your mother, for example, who is your mother? So, look, after that who we have the verb here. Look how different it is. Ready? We also saw that as adjectives. Yes, in the last class, but here after that verb, as I was mentioning here, then it no longer becomes an adjective, but a pronoun. What? An interrogative pronoun. Pachi, which others do we have? We also have, for example, where. When we talk about where, like where is my car, where is my car? So, there we have the complement with the verb. We also have which we could also place. Which is your house? What is your house, for example? And we could also have that other one which is what? What is your name, for example? Done. There we have that part of interrogative pronouns. Remember that unlike interrogative adjectives, here we do not mention the noun, guys. Please go back to that and write down those notes. Okay, guys. Finally, this one. Indefinite pronouns, and it has an asterisk because there are also recommended classes. Since it talks about indefinite pronouns for things, people, and places, and it has some variations if it is negative, if it is affirmative. For example, last class we talked about some as an adjective of number, right? Of quantity. So, there we have it. This could be it, but if we add this here like this sentence something, this word, sorry, it is already something. When talking about something, it is an indefinite pronoun. For what? For things. There we have it, guys. Also, for people we could use that same some that is there. Some, but we could add one when we say someone, or we could also change that one for somebody. Yes, those are some recommended classes that will also go in the description. Someone some which means someone. Yes, someone in this case. Now, what? Well, so for people and places, what would we have to do? That same some could work for us, but when we add this, for example, somewhere, someplace. Somewhere. He must be somewhere. He must be somewhere. There he is. So, the indefinite pronouns and recommended class, because here you have to differentiate when to use some or any, for example, and these classes are going to help you a lot. Okay, guys? Good, guys. It's time then for us to take a screenshot of all this information that we have here. I appreciate you staying until the end because it's very different to see it explained than when we started, because I can just give you an image and there's no explanation for anything. I know it's a lot of information, so we're going to have to practice a little more with extra exercises. Take the recommended classes. This is material that will be very useful to you, especially to those who are in ProFed as teachers. For example, if I had had the opportunity to see these part of speech classes at university, they would have been very helpful to me, and as a teacher I really value this type of material. Why? Because it's not easy to find. Some of you who are suddenly teachers know how good it is to know this type of thing. Well, if you are not a teacher, but you are interested in English, it will help you a lot with the grammar complement. Well, guys, without further ado, I invite you to do some digital practice by clicking here so that you can identify these pronouns a little bit. And well, I'll see you in the next class. Okay? So, my friends, don't forget to share this class with many other people and subscribe to my channel if you haven't done so yet. Yes, subscribe if you haven't already and share this class. Bye-bye my friends and see you next class.